At the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Dale Dobson. He is with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture Safety Administrator, and also Scott Cedarquist with the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers. I guess, first of all, Dale, I'd ask you, you've got an exhibit that caught my eye here, and I know safety is a key component of it. Tell me a little bit about this display you put together and kind of the ideas behind it.
Well, my display here, my main centerpiece is my rollover tractor. And it's real simple message. Roll bars and seat belts work only if you put the roll bar up and you click the seat belt. It's your choice. It's life and death.
So when they come here to the booth, that did catch my eye, this upside-down tractor I was looking at over here. How has that message been getting across here and interaction you've had with people?
We've had a very strong interaction with people here because they actually see how the roll bar works. We put the roll bar up, tractor lands on the side, seat belt click, saves the driver. We fold the roll bar down, tractor turns over, they see the driver die. And everybody here at the booth, we have a giant partnership here. I've actually got 10 different groups, associations, or companies partner in this one booth here with us with one common goal, saving lives. And we're working here in roll bars and seat belts on lawnmowers, on tractors. You know, it don't matter what you drive, but you got to buckle up the seat belt. We got AEM, ASABE, and the FEMA, who writes the standards for how the equipment works and makes a strong partner for me to teach with on that part. And me and AEM has been partnering now, I've figured out a while ago, I think, for like 9 years. And everything we do is a partnership. It's really what it takes to make the world work. And our partnerships here all comes back to we want to save lives.
Well, you have got a great a location here right out in a main hallway. Scott, you're one of the organizations that Dale mentioned here. Tell me a little bit about how and why ASABE is involved here.
ASABE has a major focus on safety, and we are the standards developing organization, the primary one in North America for agricultural machinery standards. So when we talk about the rollover protective structure, we have a committee that's dedicated to that. We have a committee that's dedicated to lighting and marking and a lot of other topics. We do not only the national, the ANSI standards work, we also develop the U.S. position in the international standards arena for these same topics. So we were able to have a meeting in downtown Kentucky at the Seelbach in downtown Louisville. And after that, then a lot of our engineers come out to the show. They're able to look at their equipment and look at other people's equipment. And we were given this great opportunity to partner with Dale and have the safety booth here for outreach and to work with the trade associations that he mentioned on the safety message to the people attending the show.
Well, I know each of the participating organizations all probably have safety resources, but with yours, Dale, just want to point somebody to where they can get some good information about how to be safer farming.
Well, we travel Kentucky and teach farm safety and farm rescue regularly. You can check us out on our website, kyagr.com, or I'm going to refer you back to Scott and he can tell you where their websites and their information comes from.
Let's go ahead and point them there, Scott.
For ASABE, it would be www.asabe.org. And the FEMA would be farmequip.org, and AEM would be AEM.org. And we were able to do the QR codes. We've got a QR code for each organization, so if anyone's here with a smartphone, they can scan that and they can get to the information. If anyone has an older tractor and they're interested in where they could get a ROPS to put on that to make it a safer piece of equipment, we also got a QR code for a University of Kentucky professor, Mark Pershowitz, has a database, probably the best database in the world on how to retrofit old tractors. And we can scan that, and people can find out if there's a rollover protective structure for their equipment available.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both very much. We've got a great crowd coming through here, so hopefully this message is getting out here. Certainly this is a big venue to do it. Thank you to both Dale and Scott here at National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.